Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning my thoughts and hopes, my secret yearning.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn to Mary, who crushes the head of the enemy. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, her offspring yours, and she will crush your head. So we're going to say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit. And it has the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light, a lot of peace, a lot of strength. As we say the traditional prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Guadalupe, St. Joseph, Father and Terry, pray for us. I'd like to mention a lot of threes today. The number three. Our three enemies. The three enemies to our salvation. Do you know them? The devil, the flesh, and the world. Those are the three enemies to our salvation. Let's talk about the devil today. I'm going to give you three names for the devil, three ways that he attacks us, and three ways that we can overcome the devil. What do you think? 333. Not 666, but 333. Here we have it. Three names for the devil. First, Jesus calls the devil Beelzebul, which means the Lord of the Flies. Another name that is given, Jesus says the devil is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. What is behind the abortion industry? A lot of lyings, a lot of lies, but also behind it also is murder. So those are three names. Beelzebul, the Lord of the Flies. Second, he's a liar from the beginning, and he's a murderer from the start. Okay, let's talk about now three ways that the devil tempts us. The first is, you know, when we're in desolation. State of desolation, that's usually when the devil tempts us. Desolation means you feel kind of sad, depressed, a lack of faith, a lack of hope, a lack of charity. You feel discouraged, you feel depressed, you feel disoriented, feel that no one seems to understand you, no one really seems to care for you. That's called a state of desolation. Now, we all go through a state of desolation, but we have to know what to do when we find ourselves in this state of desolation. So in desolation, that's in the devil, he aims his arrows to shoot at us. Second is the devil. He tempts us by going after our kryptonite. Remember watching Superman? Superman was strong except when he was exposed to kryptonite. That was his weak point. So, we have to get to know, what is your kryptonite? What is your weak point? And I think a good way you can learn that is by studying what are called the capital sins. As a result of original sin, we have these capital sins within us. And there are seven. I'm going to go through them quickly to see which is your capital sin. Is it gluttony, or lust, or greed, or laziness, or anger, or envy, or maybe it's pride? Some of you are saying, Father, I've got all of those. I've got all of those. I've got those seven capital sins. It's true. But there's going to be one of those that is more predominant, your major capital sin. So the devil knows that you're in desolation. He's going to see where you're weakest, and he's going to be aiming that arrow to shoot for the kill. Okay, what is another way that the devil tempts us? When St. Faustina Kowalska was in the convent, and she saw the devil running back and forth in one of the convents, and Jesus told St. Faustina to stop the devil and ask the devil what was the best way he could get in to the convent and to tempt the nuns to commit sin. So she stopped the devil and said, which is your greatest arm that you use? He said, is when people are lazy. So laziness, when you don't have anything to do, you're giving into laziness, that's when the devil is going to give you a lot to do. So be careful. Be careful about laziness. So those are three temptations. When we're in desolation, the devil is going to tempt us. Second, he's going to be looking for our kryptonite, our basic weak point. And third is the devil also is aware when we give in to laziness. That's when he's going to tempt us to do things that we will regret if we do them. So we've arrived at the last part of our talk today, and it is, what are three things we can do to conquer the devil? And the best way to do this is to look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us the example. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the light of the world, and he's our teacher. So if we go into the desert with Jesus, we can see what he did to conquer the devil. What we have to do to conquer the devil. Three things. So after Jesus is baptized, he's compelled in the desert. In the desert, the devil is tempting him. And Jesus does three things to overcome the devil. What are those three things? Prayer. He prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Prayer. But not simply a lazy prayer where you're half asleep, but a fervent prayer, an attentive prayer, a passionate prayer, prayer where we're really giving ourselves totally to God in that prayer. That has to be done. Second is Jesus practiced fasting. What does that mean? Jesus did not eat or drink anything for 40 days and 40 nights. So Jesus is going to say later on in his preaching, some devils are cast out only by prayer and by fasting. So we have to learn the art of self-denial. Jesus says, if you want to be my follower, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. And what about the third tool? The devil attacked Jesus by launching the Bible at him, Bible verses. And Jesus responded, what? By quoting biblical verses. And Jesus, the devil said, if you're really the Son of God, tell those stones to be turned into bread. What did Jesus say? Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. So if we want to conquer the devil in our lives, we want to prove victorious, we have to imitate Christ. And imitate Christ in doing three things. Fervent and long prayer. Second, the practice of penance, that of fasting. And thirdly, is that we have to read and meditate upon the Bible, which is the Word of God. And then I have to add a last, is devotion to Mary. When the devil is tempting us, we should pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We should pray the Hail Mary. And Mary will crush the ugly head of the devil with her heel. So all of us are soldiers for Christ. We are in spiritual combat. But good news is we have God on our side. So I invite all of you to make sure that you share this presentation with your friends, and we hope and pray that you will be able to conquer the enemy. And I'll give you a final blessing, and we'll see you on Monday at about 1:50. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thou art before me and behind, and thou hast probed my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand. O Lord, how could I understand?
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.